The path to a better life begins with a simple step. Empower Radio presents Simple Steps, Real Change with Cheryl Maloney. Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Cheryl Maloney.
Have you been sitting on the couch for years, knowing that you really need to get up and get active again? Have you discovered that your best friend is the television as opposed to the walkway outside of your house? Hi, this is Cheryl, and today my guest is Dave Frasilli, who happens to be a regular columnist for Simple Steps Real Change magazine. And Dave wrote this fabulous article about how to start an exercise program, even if you've been on the couch for years. Now, Dave and I go back quite a ways, and when I first met him, he was traveling the world with his clients. He's a personal trainer, among other things, but his dream was always to open his own fitness studio, which he did in the last year. Now, to give you a little bit of background on Dave, Dave is what's called a Czech practitioner, and it took me a long time to understand this, but he specializes in corrective exercise and high-performance kinesiology. He is certified as a National Academy of Sports Medicine personal trainer, a corrective exercise practitioner, and a performance enhancement specialist. He's an expert in yoga, Pilates, martial arts, and I've got to tell you, he is probably one of the kindest people that I have ever met, because as someone who's been on the couch for years, Dave leaves his judgment at the door, and we brought him on board to help all of us that have been sitting on the couch get up. Dave, welcome to the show.
Well, good morning, Cheryl. How are you? And thank you for having me on. This is really quite a treat for me.
Well, I'm excited to have you on. Now, tell everyone a little bit. I gave them kind of clue you were traveling the world with your clients. Before you opened your studio, you literally would travel to people's homes and on their vacations with them to get them into shape.
Yeah, it was quite a wonderful time where I had the opportunity, as you were saying, to take on personal clients that wanted to really focus while they were traveling and not just step away from their exercise program. So the offer was made where I could travel with these clients, and I had an opportunity over 5 years or so to basically travel most of the world with them and helping them with their health and wellness each and every day and getting their fitness levels up and working through that. It was really quite an incredible experience.
Oh, I can just imagine. Well, I love the fact that you're willing to take it down to square one with those of us, and there are, as you know, millions and millions of us out there that have not been physically active. So what is that first thing we all need to think about if we truly want to get off the couch, when we're ready and motivated to get off the couch?
Yeah, well, and as you were saying, the idea is motivation, but a lot of us get stuck with that thinking, oh, I'm not motivated to do that yet. I don't know if I really want to. The idea is, where do you find that motivation? How do you create it in your life? And through just about everyone you talk to in the motivational field or the personal development field, we talk about finding that goal. What is that dream? What is that key that is going to start to change our brain so that we can start taking the actions, wanting and desiring to take those actions to then step forward into health and wellness. So when we work with clients, a lot of times they are in that position where they'll come in and they'll say, I just don't have the motivation to do it on my own, or I just don't really know what to do, or I've tried it before and it just isn't working. And so I'm just apprehensive. I don't want to spend the time doing it. And I'm kind of stuck in a rut. And really, again, what it comes down to, no matter whether it's health and wellness or, my gosh, finding a new career or making your relationships better, whether it's with your loved ones or with God, whoever God is for you, or making sure that your finances are now getting taken care of. Those key factors are a function of saying, why is this important to me? And starting to look deeper into that and finding, creating that key dream And so you have to look forward. You look forward into the future of saying, what do I want my life to look like? And with health and wellness, we start thinking about, what do we want our bodies to look like? What do we want our bodies to feel like? What is it actually going to feel like for us in our minds and in our bodies to be healthy? And so when you start keying into that, then you start being able to take those actions. You start finding that those little inklings of motivation to say, well, as your example was getting off the couch and starting to think about, you know what, instead of eating pizza for dinner, I'm going to make a really healthy piece of fish with some steamed broccoli and olive oil and avocado and all this wonderful stuff your body loves.
And what I'm hearing you say, and I love this, is it's all about how do you want to feel? Because we get so trapped in what we should or shouldn't do, and that just gets us into a place of negativity. But when you focus on how is this going to feel or how do you want it to feel, it really takes a person's motivation and incentive to an entirely different place.
Yeah, absolutely. My gosh, no matter where you are in life, you want that inner drive, that desire. And that desire comes from creating, seeing, visualizing, and then feeling those good emotions that go along with that. So when we think of what it would be like to be healthy, and we dream about it, we visualize, we write out little paragraphs of what it would be like, what we're going to feel like when we experience that, our brain starts clicking into that. And when we have those emotions of happiness, of joy, of loving ourselves in that health and wellness, then the body starts creating that vibration for it. And then that starts building in that motivation and that desire for you. And then again, you start taking those steps. You start moving forward into those little basic little steps, as simple as maybe just getting up a little bit earlier, 10 minutes or 15 minutes, and doing some gentle stretching, and then making sure you drink a lot of water first thing in the morning, and then you spread it out through your day. All these kind of things are just simple, but and I can tell you that no matter who you are, if and when clients come to us and they say, gosh, Dave, I'm so busy, I have no time for anything to even think about it, between work and the kids and all these other obligations, the two things that you can certainly do for yourself right off the bat is making sure that you're drinking a lot of water so you're nice and hydrated, and you're making sure you're getting sleep, because those are two of the most critical factors for your body. If you're drinking lots of water, you stay hydrated, your body can function pretty well. And we have this saying at the Czech Institute, that the best solution to pollution is dilution. So as silly as that sounds, it's really, really, really important, because hydration is a critical factor to every body function going on with you.
Well, Dave, I just love that. If I can just pop in here for a second, I just love what you said. And the solution to pollution is dilution is something that I've heard for years, because I worked in the environmental fields for years. And it's like, how do we disperse the toxins in the environment? So what you're saying is by getting up and drinking that water, you are truly flushing the toxins and giving your body a good way to start. And I like the fact that what you say is sleep and water are two very simple things we can do. You haven't said to us, get up and start running, or get up and start, you know, blasting out this full exercise program, because it truly is about taking this in a way that gets us off the couch and wants us to continue moving, as opposed to going back because we've hurt ourselves.
Yeah. And that's a lot of the challenges with most of us when we start a new program. When we do find that motivation, we want to jump right into it. And we've heard this many, many times. And then we go a little too hard, a little too fast. And within days, and sometimes maybe a week or two, we start feeling aches and pains or joint pain, or we hurt ourselves, or whatever those issues start to happen with. So it is a gentle process, especially, again, with a scenario of this idea of not being in an exercise program consistently, or being a couch potato, or not having done anything in a long time. You have to allow yourself and your body to acclimate, really, to learn again. And your body can learn very quickly as long as you don't overwhelm it, because overwhelming your body is stress. So whether it's emotional stress or physical stress or chemical stress, so when we talk about chemicals, we're thinking about everything that we take in through everything from, oh my gosh, hair products to what we're breathing in the air to some of the foods that we eat have chemicals and toxins in it, things as, such as fertilizers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so all these different type of stressors that come into your body put an overload, in many cases, on your system. And so to then say, on top of all that stress, I'm going to now start exercising and adding more stress into your body, might not be the right thing to do in the beginning. Certainly, it's an individual case depending on where you are. So everybody, again, we have to look at as a separate case and seeing where they are and what's the appropriate level to start at. And as we just mentioned, sometimes the best place to start is just starting to drink more water and making sure you're getting sleep. And I can tell you that even that can be challenging for some people.
Well, that's one I can relate to. And I know Jack's sitting up here listening to this program going, if I could just get her to quit drinking the iced tea and drinking more water, she'd be better off. So you're yeah. speaking to my husband very loudly at the moment. I'm going to hear yeah. this when I'm done, but that's a good thing. Oh, I love this. Well, you really focus on the holistic, and your company is Holistic Health and Fitness. And for those of you yeah. that are anywhere near Ashland, Oregon, it's a wonderful place to visit. I've been grateful to be there. But you truly focus on the whole person, not just exercise.
Well, yeah, we are integrated beings. There are three parts to our personality. There is a spiritual, a mental, emotional, and a physical part to our personalities. And they are all interrelated. So, oh my gosh, sometimes we have people that we're working with that are just completely what we say in their bodies. They don't live a spiritual life. I'm not saying religious, but they're not connected with themselves. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
So, and then there's other folks that are fully connected on a spiritual level, but they're not living in their bodies. And so what does that look like? Well, sometimes we'll have somebody come in and you can tell they're incredibly loving, incredibly peaceful, and you can tell they're living this beautifully spiritual existence, but physically they're not using their body. They have almost ignored their health in lieu of having a spiritual life, of being spiritually connected. So because we're here on this physical plane, this physical planet for now, this is part of the experience that we're meant to have, a fully integrated physical, mental, and emotional or spiritual life. And so when we work with people, we have to look at least with Holistic Health and Fitness and the Czech Institute, our trained professionals, we look at the entire person integratively, and we see where are the deficits, where are they needing to enhance or build up or strengthen that part of their life. So for those folks that are purely physical, we have to say sometimes we need you to start spending some time quietly with yourself and get reconnected. And we can do that just through having them on a creative level start writing in journals. Mm-hmm. Or we can have them start meditating if that works for them. Or we can have them start doing things like Tai Chi and yoga. And then on the spiritual aspect of when people are very spiritual and they're not really in their bodies, they're lacking a lot of coordination many times, or they're just having a lot of pain cycles or joint pain, or they constantly hurt themselves, or they're just not strong, physically strong, the muscles, the tendons, the ligaments, so they're chronically in pain, then we have to start bringing them back into their body and having them literally learn how to use their body correctly, which sounds kind of silly. It's like, well, we use our body every day, don't we? We're up, we're down, we're walking, we're sitting, we're standing, we're reaching. But believe it or not, there are a lot of challenges for folks with what we'll call musculoskeletal patterns. So even though you may be reaching, your shoulder may be lifting more than it needs to be, or you might be not stable in your pelvic girdle, which is a big issue for most people. And so when you're making even basic up and down in chairs and walking up ladders and downstairs and things like that, you have back pain and knee pain and hip pain. So we have to get these people to come into their body and really build the body physically. So when we talk a lot of times about you can't truly have a spiritual life if you're not physically strong enough, and you can't have a strong physical body if you don't have a spiritual aspect of this life going on. And then again, we talk about the mental emotional aspects too. So these are all important parts of being a fully integrated person.
Well, as you're talking through this, the first thing that came to mind is I'm assuming by the time folks get to you, they're at a point where they know they need to make some type of change. So they're more open to being able to do that. But if we go back to literally what we started out this conversation with, is it truly takes someone being motivated to see a holistic picture to truly do what's going to be best for them as an entire person, as a whole person.
Yeah, and we live in a quick fix society, don't we? We're told that if we do a 10-minute ab workout and we take some supplement protein powder and we do some caffeine that we do some, then we'll be slim and trim and have lots of energy and this kind of thing. The challenge is, again, this holistic integrative approach is truly the way we are designed to function. So we have always, if we step all the way back to the beginning of existence for mankind and womankind, we were always very, very connected with nature. We had a relationship, a spiritual relationship with nature, with ourselves and our fellow mankind. We understood the interrelationships between life and death and the importance of and the graciousness of what it meant to literally be able to have the basics in life of food and shelter and the well-being that provided for us. And that existence kept us and created this holistic integrative approach of spirit, mind, and body. And so we lived on that level. But now as we moved through the millennium and then we started coming into the industrial age and things got easier for us to some extent, we separated from that. And so many folks are just in the physical body. Some folks are just in their spiritual. Some folks are just focused on the mental aspect. And they start developing challenges, health challenges, and they don't know how to connect. They just know they're in pain, or they know they're not getting the results they want, or they're dealing with fatigue, or they're dealing with digestive issues, or you name it, it's out there. And then at some point, after going to a certain amount of specialists and doctors, and you're still not getting anywhere, or you're not getting the results you want long term, a lot of folks finally get to the point where they say, there's stuff missing here. I don't understand, but I'm going to seek out people and find people that have that integrative approach. And that's where we come in at the level that we work at with people.
And it really truly is all about the balance between those three. Because
yes,
if you're
absolutely.
Out of balance, you don't have, well, one, it's holistically, you are trying to help people get into balance, whether it's through their mental aspects, their emotional, their spiritual, as you'd call it, your physical, there, it's all about balance. So you're very much an advocate for not, let's just focus on doing a certain exercise, or one of the greatest things you say is don't do diets. So, because that
yeah.
truly puts the person out of balance. Well, we've got a few minutes left here in the show. If you could just talk to that issue, why do you say don't do diets?
Yeah. I can't recall the number, because they just every literally month to 2 months, there's a new book that comes out on a diet or a tweak on a different diet. But if I, and this is a ballpark, I don't remember exactly, but there are over, I believe, 2,000 or 2,500 diet books that have been written. And the more we hear about the next book that or the next diet, everybody tries to jump on it and say, well, let me try this. The challenge is that diets only work for a little while. Most diets, for the majority of people out there, will help you to lose weight for a certain period. But the challenge is diets have a lot to do with calorie restriction. They have a lot to do with specifically taking certain foods out, which in some cases is a good thing. But overall, we have to look at how the body is designed to function optimally. So if we say, I mean, oh my gosh, I have people in my family, but this is throughout the earth at this point, that do diets and have tried diets, and they do really well at first. And then as soon as you start coming off that diet, you start going back to your old programming of the way you used to eat. So you haven't changed what we call behavioral modification. You haven't really changed those behaviors because you've just been following a diet. So the idea is, instead of doing diets, what you want to do is you want to truly start understanding how your body works with food and why food is so critical and the right kinds of food for you as an individual. Because even though we're all human, we all have different types of genetics. Our guts are set up slightly differently. And what is right for one person might not be right for the other. And that's why you'll find some folks that do really well on what we'll call carbohydrate diets, where they're eating carbohydrates and they're doing low fat, low protein. And then you'll have other people that do absolutely terrible on those diets, but they do really good on protein and fat diets, and they omit all the heavy starches and carbohydrates. It's because their guts are set up differently. So the idea, again, is don't try and take a diet to do the work for you. Learn how your body and your gut is set up so that you can start eating all the foods that it wants that will help you lose weight. So, for instance, I'm what we call a fast oxidizer, also what's called a protein type, which means when I eat foods, my body burns it very quickly, and I do really well on proteins and fats. And the carbohydrates I take in are vegetables, mostly above ground. If I eat carbohydrates that are grains and heavy starches and below ground vegetables and things that convert to sugar, I get a very quick insulin spike because I burn those things very quickly. And then that causes a lot of issues with me.
Okay.
So
that's going to go on to a whole other subject.
Oh, yeah.
We are literally out of time, so I'm looking forward to that conversation on another show and another article. But before I let you go,
yeah.
if you can just tell our audience where they can reach you. How's the best way to get a hold of Dave Frasilli?
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. Anybody interested in working with us at Holistic Health and Fitness can go to www.holistichealth-fitness.com. And that's our website. And then all of our information is there. You can join our blogs. You can read all the articles. You can contact us. There's incredible amounts of information on that website. And we would be absolutely happy to work with you. And we can do that through Skype and through emails. And if you have time to come visit us, we can do it that way. So we're fully open to working with people all over the country.
Great. Dave, thank you so much for being here. It truly has been wonderful to see the holistic approach. So everyone, thanks for being here with Dave, Brasile, and myself this morning, and have a wonderful, balanced week. Talk to you soon.